This is Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM, and I'm on the phone with Warren Nelson, and he is also known as Anglin Wayne. He's in a fishing band that will be performing this Saturday, October 14th, at 7 p.m. at the Crystal Theater in Crystal Falls. Good morning, Warren. How are things going this morning?
Good morning. Good morning from northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, welcome to our airwaves. And so we're talking about this upcoming concerts in a few days at the Crystal Theater. And it sounds like it's going to be a good time. It's Anglin Wayne and the Trawlers. And you're leading a band that's called a fishing band. Could you tell us a little bit about the band and how you got the name as well?
Well, years ago, most of the songs are from a musical I wrote called River Pants.
Oh, okay.
Ha Ha was, of course, a pimp on River Dance, you know.
Yeah.
And we actually had guys and waiters on stage,
nice.
You know, dancing to fiddle music. But for a long time, I've had the idea to write a 12-pack of fishing songs, which I did, and we put those on a CD. And, you know, I am an avid fisherman. I'm not saying I catch fish, but I love being out on the water. In fact, I just came in from Lake Superior here about an hour ago. This band, we call them the Trawlers, and they consist of some really great friends of mine, and they're just extraordinary musicians. We have Randy Sabine, who's on violin, piano, and mandolin. And Randy is well known mostly as a jazz musician, but he plays all kinds of music very, very well. And he teaches violin down in St. Paul at a music school. So there's one man. And now we have Andy D, who's a lead guitar player, plays slide guitar, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, nylon string guitar. And he's from Savage, Minnesota, south of Minneapolis. And he broke into show business years ago with Molly and the Haymakers, who were a recording band out of Nashville. But he's been a local from Hayward, and I play with Andy a lot. Just extraordinary talent.
Nice, nice.
Now we have Otis McLennan from Stevens Point. Otis is a blue man, harmonica player extraordinaire. And his band was called Otis and the Alligators, and he has played the Crystal Theater years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that with Otis and the Alligators?
Yep, they were a blues band then. So he broke up his blues band, which had been together for 20-plus years, and we've been playing together about 6 years now doing gigs. And, of course, all our concerts aren't fishing songs, but they will be this Saturday. And then on cello and also doubling on bass is Ed Willett, an extraordinary singer-songwriter and a cellist, in a really wide-mannered way. I mean, Ed can play folk, he can play jazz, he can play classical, he can play with orchestras, he can play solo. So we're really looking, and that's our band, and I play guitar and banjo, and then, of course, I play the famous fishtar.
The fishtar. Tell us a little bit about the fishtar.
It's an invention of mine, and it's a guitar. And up on the upper right, up on the upper left corner is a reel, an open face reel installed in the guitar, and then the pole runs up the side of the guitar neck. So in other words, I can play guitar and fish at the same time.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome.
Well,
pulling double duty then.
that's a joke instrument, but it actually is it's a Gibson guitar, so it plays really, really well.
Well, that brings to mind wherever inspiration strikes, that kind of phrase to me, like let's say you're out fishing and you have a song idea or something, you could bring that guitar with and you could take care of business at the same time.
Well, you know what happened. My partner, Carolyn Sneed, I was fishing down near Hayward once, and she called me up my cell phone because I had a big new show due, you know, with about 15 original new songs, and she said, yeah, you're not fishing, are you? And she heard the water against the boat, and you should be riding and playing your guitar, and so that's where I got the idea. So if she ever called me again, I could strum my guitar and
right.
say,
oh, man, that's the classic, getting busted for fishing instead of doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But to me, it sounds like that's an integral part of how those songs come together, you know, the experiences out on the water and thinking of different ways to maybe put some of those words to song. So you can't fault you for that too much, right?
Well, most of the songs are comedy, but there's a sweet little waltz called the Tackle Box Waltz.
Oh, nice, nice.
Which is a love song, and there's another song called Trolling Home to You, and Nice Fish, which is a phrase that if you ever watch those goofy Saturday morning TV shows on fishing. That's all they ever say when they bring a fish in the boat. Nice fish.
Yeah.
nice fish, you know.
Right.
So the audience usually joins in along with that one. Then there's a lot of other comedy songs, a couple of them written by Randy Sabine, and then a couple of them written by Otis McLennan, a harmonica player. So they're basically all the original songs.
Very nice.
For a couple.
And you said that a lot of these were also from you said it was a musical called River Pants?
Yeah, it's about a 2-hour show and had a lot of comedy and had some monologues in it, you know, starred Ole and Lena and Sven with a lot of jokes there. But it was a show which had a balance of comedy and then also, you know, music under it. And the musical, once again, I am just blessed as a songwriter. You know, I've written 500 songs in my 50 years in show business.
Wow.
And this is as good a band as I've ever played with.
Well, it sounds like the band that you're currently with is very well versed in multiple genres, and they've also had, like you said, lots of experience playing on stage and with other musicians as well. So that does sound like a very ideal situation to be in, and it sounds like it's going to be a heck of a show as well.
Oh, yeah, we got a good show planned for you. And I just, once again, I just can't wait to come over. I'm just always proud of hearing a group that, you know, volunteers and that save a theater. You know, I don't know how old the Crystal Theater is. Do you know? Is it 20s or 30s?
Built in 1927. So,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Built as a movie house in vaudeville or both?
I think a little bit of both. You know, they kind of started in that realm and kind of shifted gears over the years. And now they are, yeah, like kind of a multi-use facility. They have the giant organ there and they have a Steinway piano. So, and they also screen films as well. So they do a lot of those things. But I just wanted to mention, too, that this concert that we're talking about is part of their Gem of a Season. And I believe it's the final thing that's slated on that season as well. So
yeah. Well, we're honored to be there, and like I just love old theaters. I mean, I've played a few around the Midwest. I played like the Stoughton Theater down Stoughton, Wisconsin, the Mabel Tamer Theater down in Menominee, Wisconsin, and just here and there, you know, Fairmont Opera House, my hometown. I'm just so happy that people recognize how precious these theaters are. There's a great theater in Ironwood, Michigan. Called the Ironwood Theater, that's built, and you know what? It was built in 1927. I even wrote a song about it, so it's as old as the Crystal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's really nice that you guys are able to visit, first of all, and bring that performance to the stage and keep the nice tradition of having those performances alive and well in both of those houses, so to speak. So if you're just joining us right now, I'm on the phone with Warren Nelson. He's also known as Anglin Wayne, and he's going to be performing in concert this coming Saturday, October 14th at 7 p.m. at the Crystal Theater in Crystal Falls. They're a fishing band, and they have lots of different instrumentation, fiddles, mandolins, guitars, and all those kind of things, and funny songs and also some love songs as well. And Warren, is there anything in particular, like any specific song that you're looking forward to performing, or maybe one that you haven't performed in a while?
Well, there are a couple songs. One I adapted, but called I wish Again I Was Back in Michigan.
I can relate.
Here's one that is a really favorite of mine that we haven't played in years. I played the Calumet Theater, which is another, there you go, there's another beautiful theater.
Yes, yes.
Not too far north of you, right?
Right, yeah. A little over 2 hours, yeah.
And anyway, at the time, this was years ago, the manager's name was Davey, and he said, you ought to write a song about Pankin.
Oh.
And I said, Pankin, what's that? I'd never heard the term.
That was my question.
It's got to be. Do you know what it is?
I don't.
It's a UP term. All right, let's say you're in the winter, and you're wearing your sorrel boots, and you're too lazy to shovel. And so, you you don't want to go into the woodpile. You don't want to fall down. So you kind of take really teeny steps, and you kind of slide along.
Ah.
And as the winter goes by, all your pankin is, creates this trail.
Oh yeah.
So I got a little song, you know, based on Proud Mary. You know, left a good job in the city.
Yeah.
Moved up to Crystal Falls, Michigan, bought a little cabin way back in the boonies so I could live the good life naturally. Oh, big boots keep on sliding, sorrels keep on gliding, pankin', pankin', pankin' to the wood pile, pankin',
Oh, nice.
Panking to the outhouse, ba-dum,
bom. Oh, man.
I promised Angie, you know, with the theater that I would do that. I told her about it, and she said, yeah. You're going to do that, right? And I said, yes, we are.
So, well, and just like me, you're probably going to teach some folks out there as well who might not know what panking is, and it sounds almost like an instructional song, so that'll be kind of nice as the winter will be approaching soon enough. So
I'm sure we have some pankers. We'll have pankers in the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always somebody familiar. That knows about it, mostly probably older people, you know. I think it's a UP term, that's
yeah.
for sure.
I just know the Uper Scooper. My dad had one of those, and that was the big metal steel shovel that would always get the job done outside. So
all right, I've never heard that before. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Warren, just wanted to ask, is there anything else you'd like to add about this upcoming concert?
I'd just like to repeat that we're really so honored and pleased to be invited to come over and play the Crystal Theater in Crystal Falls. And I just can't wait. And like I said, this band is just extraordinary. We've been together a long time. We're great friends. And I'll mention one more song, okay?
Yeah.
Our cellist, Ed Willett, during our show, River Pants, I said, you know, he's a classical musician. He's played with the Milwaukee Symphony. And I said, you know, Ed, I want you to write a minuet. And he said, a minuet? No, a minuet.
Minuet, yeah.
Minuet. So he wrote a minuet, and it's hilarious. It's got, you know, unbelievable classical bent cello music under it, you know, half of it's solo cello work. So I guess there's another song I'd like to mention. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's helping to cross the streams, so to speak. So that'll really help. So, anywho. Well, Warren, I wanted to thank you for taking the time to talk to us today about the upcoming concert for Anglin Wayne and the Trawlers.
Yep.
And again, October 14th, this Saturday at 7 p.m. at the historical Crystal Theater. We've been talking about the historical nature of that event area as well. So, Warren, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, good. One more thing. You're in Marquette?
Yes.
I have a caboose right out my window, which is car number 17 from the Lake Superior and Ishpeming Railroad, built in 1915.
Oh, and really?
And its home was Marquette, Michigan. I'm looking at it right now.
That's so cool. Well, I bet we have some listeners that know quite a bit about that as well. That's really cool.
Yep. Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Warren, and have a good performance if I don't see you there, and we'll be right back here on Public Radio 90.